this morning on the K105.3 Morning Show.
We're going to review some April Fool's Day pranks.
Okay,
good. Some that we wish were real.
Yeah, there's one.
Don't toy with my emotions. That's all I got to say.
The Ball, Scott Cloud, the K105.3 Morning Show.
A lot of problems yesterday with April Fools.
You think so?
Yeah, I think a lot of people got into some trouble, disappointed some people.
Oh.
Every year, the restaurants will come out with, like, the fast food.
Yeah.
One. Mm-hmm. For instance, yesterday, McDonald's came out with shake dipping sauces for nuggets. Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw this.
No,
but they
I didn't.
Strawberry shake sauce for nuggets, vanilla, chocolate, and shamrock shake sauce.
Ew.
And it was a joke.
Right.
It was a joke.
Yeah.
And that one, you could tell. Oh, that's funny. And then McDonald's introduced the McPickle yesterday.
I know. I saw that.
And you were all excited.
I was so excited. I love dill pickles.
Oh,
I love McDonald's pickles.
It was a joke.
I know.
It was an April Fool's joke, but Twitter, nay.
Oh, really?
Oh, Twitter was upset. Twitter was not happy.
You don't upset the Twitter.
Well, you don't upset pickle fans. If I've learned anything brief time in my life, you don't go up to a pickle fan and say, hey, you want a pickle? Yes! I don't have one.
Yeah, no, you don't do that.
No, they're very upset.
They get very upset.
April Fools, very funny, very, very funny, very ha ha, I hate you. That was one tweet at McDonald's.
No.
As much as I know this is April Fools, I actually wish this was real. It's the McPickle. It was a Big Mac.
Mm-hmm.
So it had the lower half, and then it's just loaded up with pickles and cheese and ketchup and mustard.
Yep.
And then there was another half, and then there was more pickles and cheese and ketchup and mustard.
Yep. It sounds delicious.
That's just disgusting.
What? But that's because you don't like pickles. If you were a pickle fan, I think you'd be excited about this. I saw the picture, and I'm not kidding. I was like, ooh, a pickle sandwich.
McDonald's has yet to apologize. Here it is. We know there's a lot of love out there for our famous pickles, and the McPickle Burger has certainly got people talking about them. Mm-hmm. We're glad Australians have enjoyed our April Fool's joke, so I don't know.
Oh, what? But Australians are more funny?
Apparently.
Huh.
Apparently. But
or maybe they just don't like their pickles.
Could be.
Oh, I want them to really do this for a limited time.
And then there was another release yesterday that turned out to be real.
Oh.
Burger King made some changes to the Whopper. They're still going to do the regular Whopper, but they are calling this the 100% beefless Whopper, a vegetarian Whopper. The look on your face says it all, and I wish... I wish people could see it.
I'll take a picture.
The look on Jenny's face was almost as if a dead raccoon smashed at the side of the road, passed gas in the middle of church. That's the only thing that would describe that look. First and foremost, she was just hurt that someone brought a dead raccoon into a church.
Yep.
Secondly, what is that? Yeah, that is... Okay, she's going to put this up on the book face.
They
put it on the Instagram with our hashtag Spring Break Haters.
Doing it.
But yes, it's called the Impossible Whopper. It features plant-based patties instead of traditional beef ones.
That is so gross.
Where's the beef? Burger King's chief marketing officer, Fernando Machado, claims people on my team who know the Whopper inside and out, they try it and they struggle to differentiate which is which.
Lies. Mm-mm. I don't believe it.
You hand me a veggie burger, I can tell you
instantly
what region of the United States the cardboard was made in. Trying to develop a new habit. Rather than going home after work and watching mind-numbing television, I'm making myself watch an hour of the evening news every night.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for you. That's a good habit to get into.
I'm trying to figure out, you know, everything. I do a lot of reading, but a lot of times I like pictures.
Oh.
You know?
Doesn't surprise me.
And these pictures move. They have talky faces, and so I watch them.
Talky, talky.
So I figured we could start a new feature here on this program. I could talk about the national news.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
And so actually, I wanted to talk about the whistleblower case that was going on. Oh, good.
Oh,
he's here.
He's back.
He's here. Yeah, that's great.
Fantastic. New addition to the
All
show.
Right. That's great.
Time.
Ladies and gentlemen, thrill seekers, this is Rush Limbaugh. Talent on loan from God. Taking on the liberals with one hand tied behind my back.
Rush, it's great to have you here. I really appreciate you being here. I was going to actually talk about the...
Quiet, bald man! It's now time for me to discuss whistleblowers in the White House. The White House right now, House Oversight Committee, are intensifying their search for answers with White House security clearances, preparing a subpoena.
Rush, we get that. We get all of that.
This right.
We're going way too in-depth with all of this. I basically was just going to talk about if you're after whistleblowers in the White House, just don't let anybody bring a whistle in. I mean, that's just... I think a lot of people would have been happier had some of the April Fool's pranks done by national chain restaurants been actual things that happened.
Yeah, and they maybe just announced it on April Fool's, and that would have been the joke. Like, ha ha, you know, this is for real.
Red Lobster?
Mm-hmm.
They said they were going to go more eco-friendly with their straws.
Oh, okay.
So everyone got a piece of licorice when they walked in, and that was going to be your straw.
Okay.
And then they said April Fool's.
That's weird.
I mean, that's weird.
It's just weird. Individually wrapped, you still have the plastics around the Twizzlers.
Why you got to rain on my Twizzler parade? And why has it got to be Twizzlers? I said it could be Red Vines. I said licorice.
Oh, I and automatically went to Twizzlers.
Didn't you?
I did. All right, that was my bad.
Showing your licorice bias already this
morning.
That's
because Red Vines aren't.
Dunkin' Donuts came out with the coffee Dunkin' holder.
What?
Basically, it was two giant donuts to hold your coffee.
Ew.
Yeah, it was big and obnoxious. Halo ice cream.
Yeah.
You ever had Halo?
I have.
Oh, it's very good.
So good.
They came out with this yesterday.
Hi, guys. It's celebrity makeup artist Patrick Ta, and I am so excited to be here today.
Oh, what happened? Where'd you go? Hold on a second here. It went away on me. It'll come back.
Now, Halo is the ice cream that
the
zero calorie or the low calorie.
Very low calorie, okay. Like 250 for like a pint.
But a whole pint.
Okay, so here
Hi, guys. It's celebrity makeup artist Patrick Ta, and I am so excited to be here today with Halo Top launching the world's first edible face mask made with the real ice cream. Iconic, I know. Blend this into the skin using circular motions.
He's rubbing ice cream on this woman's face.
You can see all the sprinkles really doing the exfoliating.
Sprinkles now exfoliate.
So relax and let's let it sit for 10 minutes.
Relax with sticky ice cream on your face for 10 minutes. It's melting.
There's sprinkles.
It's completely edible.
He takes a spoon, wipes it across her face.
Made with real Halo Top ice cream.
But to their credit, they do a cut. And after
I love ice cream.
And now he eats it. So apparently he didn't eat the ice cream right off her face. I'd kind of be in for that.
No.
To be honest with you.
It'd be so cold. And sprinkles, gross.
The sprinkles is what does it.
We interrupt this program to bring you this.
What is this?
This is where the entertainment is.
This is
the K105.3 Hollywood Beat with Jenny Lewis.
Oh, hey. Is it wrong? I kind of want to try the vegetarian Whopper.
Yes, it's so wrong on so many levels.
I know.
Just don't do it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for talking me off that ledge.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for. Rihanna makes a man who stole an oyster from her platter pay for it.
I'm so sorry. Can you repeat that for me, please?
I sure can.
All right.
Riri.
Okay.
Makes a man who stole an oyster her platter.
An oyster. Okay.
She paid for it. So according to The Sun, a man who was rather intoxicated in a London restaurant where Rihanna and her whole entourage was, he went over to her table and picked up an oyster from her plate and ate it.
That was a bet.
You think so?
Yes. He was there with some buddies and they're like, that's Rihanna. He's like, man, love Rihanna. I'm sorry, where was this?
In London.
I love Rihanna. Bet you won't go over there and grab an oyster off of a plate.
They were in London, not in Australia. But good try. So after eating it, she was furious. And so she just demanded that he paid it. And he did.
What is the charge for a single oyster?
It's a great...
Do they come a la carte now?
It's about $330 for the platter, for the whole platter. Oh. And so she made him pay for the entire platter. That's Rihanna money.
Wow.
Yeah, $330 for oysters. Gross. Oysters. Bristol Palin announced just last night that she's quitting Teen Mom OG. Bristol Palin.
Yeah, I know Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin's daughter.
You can see Russia from her house.
Yes. She's quitting Teen Mom OG. Did you know she was on? No, you didn't? I follow this? Okay, good. So she's only been on the season for one. She's only been on the show for one season. And she said, you know.
Teen mother.
I know.
Crap. You know how I feel about
this.
She
says, I know, that's why we're talking about it. I know.
Showing.
That's why we're talking about it.
How wonderful it is to be pregnant.
They do not glorify this.
It's ridiculous.
They don't.
And all they do is give them attention. That's it, period, exclamation point. Don't glorify this.
Okay, but this, I'm telling you, they don't glorify it.
I don't want to hear about it.
All right, fine. I'm moving on. I will talk about Justin Bieber and the Kardashians.
I'll take Bieber and Kardashians over that
over
crap.
Over Teen Mom?
Yes.
Wow. So, do you remember the man who broke into Taylor Swift's apartment and he was stalking her?
Yeah.
He has now been sentenced to 2 to 4 years in prison.
Good for
her.
Good. Breaking into people's homes.
Right. He's now going to be sentenced on April 15th in a Manhattan Supreme Court. This was the second time he finally is now getting busted, charged with, he tried to break into her the first time, he broke in back in April of 2018, and he took a shower in her shower and slept in her bed. He deserves 2 to 4 years for that alone.
Yes. She had to get a new shower, probably a new bed.
Oh, of course. You have to wash those sheets.
And you know he adjusted her sleep number. Can't get that right anymore.
The audacity of that. Real quick, Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin ticked a lot of people off.
Oh, yeah.
They did their own April Fool's joke where they posted a picture of her getting an ultrasound. They kind of doctored the images, and then they had to change it to a puppy because people were so mad. They're not pregnant. They're not pregnant.
Thank God.
Again, so true.
That's part of his work visa. He's not allowed to reproduce. Or else he has to go back to Canada.
God, I hope that's true. That's your baby.
Walk me home. Like a gentleman, you know? A gentleman would walk a lady home, right?
Yes,
like
he should.
Much like Brian from the Jackson Coffee Company, Jackson Candy and Fudge Factory.
Hey, you calling me a lady?
No, I'm not calling you a gentleman either. Look at him, though. It's Brian.
He looks great.
Yeah, he does.
Feeling good.
He's got his, is that a chap shirt on? Long sleeve, striped, not plaid.
Not today. I think we're through the plaid season, don't you?
I don't know what the plaid season is.
You don't wear plaid?
I don't have a plaid tag.
Nah, you're glad I don't wear plaid. but anyway, yeah.
Brian from the Jackson Coffee Company, Jackson Candy and Fudge Factory. Each and every week, he leaves this studio the prior Tuesday, begins researching his trivia question. It's the most highly researched trivia question in the history of radio. Up for grabs. What's up for grabs this morning for the person that could correctly answer this?
$20 in gift certificates to Jackson Coffee Company.
What is this morning's question?
Here's what it is. It's NCAA time. Spartans are doing well.
Yes, correct? They are.
And if they win it, they get to cut down the nets, right?
That's right.
Yeah, the winning team cuts down the nets as a tradition when they win the final game of the NCAA tournament. But, and here's the question, I want to know what else is given to the winning team. They have the opportunity to have this if they want it.
What, a trophy? Or no, it's
well, of course, but it's big. It would take a semi. Yeah, it would take a semi to haul it home.
All right. 7-6-8, 4-hit, 7-6-8. 3-4s followed by an 8. What else does the winning NCAA team in the basketball tournament get as a little present? Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lori.
All right, Lori, for $20 in gift certificates to the Jackson Coffee Company, what's the answer?
The floor.
Yes.
Wow.
They get the floor.
Lori, did you know that? Like, how did you know that?
I saw it on TV like a couple days ago. Yeah, I couldn't believe it either.
Wow.
Yeah, some schools decline it because obviously it's a big deal to take up a floor and haul it back home unless each player takes a piece in their pocket or something. I don't know.
I don't understand this. I think basically what happened is there was probably a very lazy janitor. Just think about the Little Caesars Arena. Man, we just had a Pistons here. We got the Red Wings here tomorrow night. We got to take up this floor. I got an idea.
Yeah. You just won. Take this with you.
You get the floor, and you get the floor.
And here's another interesting fact. It is made by Connor Industries, and they are out of Michigan. They make all the floors for the NCAA tournament.
Oh, that's super cool.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah, in a town called Amasa, M-A, whatever.
Hey, Brian, for being a guest on this show, I tell you what, we're going to give you the wallpaper in the lobby.
Go ahead.
You can have that down by the time 9 a.m. hits.
We'd
appreciate that. Yeah, you can just take it with you. Hey, what station just made you a winner?
K105.3.
Woo-hoo! Brian from the Jackson Coffee Company is here. Brian, did you do any April Fool's jokes yesterday?
Those are hard to do anymore. People suspect it, and, you know, you got to be subtle. You can't say something too outrageous because people know. So, no, I didn't really do anything. My kids tried to play it on me.
What'd they try?
You just play along.
Okay.
They took the light bulbs out of the lights, and it's broke. You know, they're just goofing with you. So
I like the effort.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now that everyone owns a calendar, it's tough to get away with April Fool's jokes.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Owe me the $5.50.
Well, for what? What was that?
The other day when we had lunch, you took a couple fries off my plate.
Yeah.
You got to buy the whole thing. I heard the oyster story earlier from Rihanna.
Yeah, so there you go.
But you took a bite out of my hamburger.
Yeah, okay.
So can we call it even?
No, because the fries were more than the hamburger.
Well, no. I mean, it was a combo meal. You can't charge me for the whole combo meal. If I had a few of your fries, you took a bite of my burger, it should just be a wash.
I'm calling Rihanna to see how this works.
We'll try and get her on the phone. In the meantime, we'd like to get you on the phone. 7684-HIT, 7683-4 is followed by an 8. Someone's going to win 4 6-inch subs to Subway and a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt. We're going to play Over Under with Brian. We need a contestant now. We'll come back with that next. 7684-HIT, 7683-4 is followed by an 8. I'm going to ask Brian 3 questions. All the answers are numbers, and what you need to do is figure out, are his actual answers over or under the actual answer? 7684-HIT, 7683-4s, followed by an 8. 4 6-inch subs to Subway, Summit Orthodontics t-shirt. All right, Brian, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm waiting for that contestant. We'll get to you here in just a moment.
If the contestant loses, I do get the subs.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
You will walk out of here with the subs today. I promise you that. Not with the actual subs. I'll give you a card.
Oh.
Actually, 4 cards, because it's 4 6-inch subs to Subway.
Okay, I'm just going to write out my order.
Okay.
While we wait for the caller.
Good.
Just so you know, when you hand people a note at a place and you don't say anything, a lot of people view that as a stick-up.
Especially at the bank.
Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. Don't hand over a note, okay?
Again.
I want to get another phone call. 7684-HIT. I do want a phone call, though. 7684-HIT. 7683-4 is followed by an 8. Brian, how many zeros are in a Google?
Huh?
How many zeros are in a Google?
See, it's G-O-O. Maybe those are zeros instead of O's. I don't even know what that is, but let's go with...
It's a number.
12.
12. We're locking it. Good morning. Who's this?
Cindy.
All right, Cindy, hang on the line for me. Don't go anywhere, Cindy. I'm glad you're here. In 1943, how many Allied nations were involved in the war against Germany, Italy, and Japan?
Oh, I should know that. I went to the World War II Museum. Let's go with seven.
Seven. Locked in. And finally, in what year did Rocky Marciano retire from boxing?
Rocky! Let's go with 1958.
All right, Cindy, we asked Brian from the Jackson Coffee Company, Jackson Candy and Fudge Factory, how many zeros are in a Google?
Brian said 12.
Is the actual answer over or under 12?
Under.
No, I'm sorry. It's the largest number, and it's 100 zeros.
Oh.
100 zeros. So you got to get these next two right.
Oh, I know. The owner of Amazon, he knows that number. That's his bank account.
That's his PIN number. In 1943, how many Allied nations were involved in the war against Germany, Italy, and Japan?
Brian said seven.
Is the actual answer over or under seven?
Over.
Yes, over. 26 nations.
Oh, really?
Involved with that. And finally, in what year did Rocky Marciano retire from boxing?
Brian said 1958.
Is the actual answer over or under 1958?
Under.
Under. Yes, it was actually 1956. Rocky Marciano retired. And that means you, Cindy, get 4 6-inch subs to Subway and a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt. Creating better smiles at Summit Orthodontics, offering before and after school appointments. They pride themselves on running on time. Congratulations to you, Cindy.
Thanks.
Our thankfulness can only be expressed with a Google, all right? So
okay.
Write that number down. It's a lot of fun. You ever want to keep the kids busy, tell them to count to a Google. You'll okay. see them roughly when they're 147 years old. Cindy, what station just made you a winner?
K105.3.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play The Feud. Call 768-4-HITS. That's 768-4448. The Family Feud on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Here we go, 768-4-HITS. 768-34 is followed by an 8. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, good morning, Seth. It is Maria.
Maria!
All right,
Maria.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. We need one more contestant right now. 7684 hits. Brian, what are they playing for this morning?
Hey, I got a gift box of coffee. Looks like some Rwanda in there. That's coffee.
That is, yeah, not the country.
Yeah, and then looks like some breakfast blend and $20 in gift certificates to Jackson Coffee Company and way too much of this orange crinkly stuff.
No, it's just the right amount.
No, that is way too much crinkle paper. Mm-hmm. No.
Nope, just the
right amount.
I'm right
there with Brian. That's enough.
That's perfect.
Can you pull a bag of coffee out of there without pulling out any crinkle paper?
No.
So then that's too much.
That's just enough.
That's
just
too much.
Enough.
Too much. All right, 7684 hits. Maria, you are the first caller, so who would you like to play with this morning? Would you like to play with Brian, or would you like to play with Jenny?
I will play with Jenny this time.
All right.
Thanks, Maria.
Frankie, that's not nice.
Yeah, Frankie, I won last week. I just want to say that I won.
So, Brian, you'll be playing with a yet unnamed contestant.
That's all right.
If we get one here. 768. It's always tough on spring break. 7684 hits. 768-34 is followed by an 8. Here we go. Top four answers on the board. Brian, I know you go to see these people often. Name something specific a palm reader can tell by looking at your palm. Top four answers on the board. Name something specific a palm reader can tell by looking at your palm.
Who goes first? Me?
You're going to go first, Brian.
How long are you going to live?
How long are you going to live? Show me how long are you going to live. Yes, healthy, long life. That's the number one answer. Go to line two. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Brittany.
All right, Brittany. You're playing along with Brian. And Brian just got the number one answer. Name something specific a palm reader can tell by looking at your palm. Healthy, long life is the number one answer. So, Brian, Brittany, what do you want to do? Do you want to play or do you want to pass?
Now, Brittany, I've never been to one of these people, although I'm for sure they can tell you how big your hand is, too.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what they're going to tell you.
I have a couple ideas, but I'm not sure about them just
okay.
yet.
So, the question is, do you want to play? Or do you want to pass it over to Jenny? There's only four answers, correct?
That's right, so just three more.
Three more. So what do you want to do?
Let's pass right now.
Okay,
we head
Maria.
On over to Maria and Jenny.
Okay.
Any ideas, Maria?
Yeah, if you're going to, I was going to say, if you're going to get married.
Okay, maybe
married.
Like love, yeah.
Love and
show
get
me
married.
Love, marry? Yes, love, life, marry is the number two answer.
Okay.
Love, life, and marry, number two answer. The question, name something specific a palm reader can tell you by looking at your palm. Number one answer, healthy and long life. Number two, love, life, marry. What are the next two?
Maybe something about kids.
Kids.
Yep, that's what I was thinking too, kids, mm-hmm. yeah.
Show me kids. Not there.
Oh.
Not there. All they have to do is look at your face. And if you look relieved to be talking to an adult, they know you have kids.
Already know.
That was a good one.
Brittany, Brian, what do you think?
This is not my
I was thinking maybe like luck.
Luck
like
or
your bad luck?
Sure. Or you know. Whether you got dry hands or not.
Luck or dry hands? Right. Neither one.
Yeah,
neither
one.
Neither one. So now we are back to Maria and Jenny.
Okay, Maria, what do you think?
I'm thinking like maybe I don't know if this is the same as like hit the lottery, good luck, some good fortune, something really great.
Okay. Something, yeah.
So
okay.
Good fortune. Good fortune. Show me good fortune. Wealth. Number four answer is wealth.
And
so.
They can look at your hand and tell you whether you're going to be rich or not.
Exactly.
Okay.
Wow.
Name something specific a palm reader can tell by looking at your palm. Number one answer, healthy, long life. Number two, love life or marry. And number four, wealth. Looking for the number three answer.
Okay. I'm thinking. Go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead, Jenny.
I was just thinking occupation. You know, maybe some, like a job change.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one.
All right.
Success.
Show me job change. No, it's not there. So we're back over to Brittany and Brian. I'm more this when I was when I started this game with you guys. Name something specific a palm reader can tell by looking at your palm. Number one answer, healthy, long life. Number two, love life or marry. And number four, wealth. Give me the number three answer. Brittany and Brian.
You got anything, Brittany? Like happiness or anything? Or
yeah, I was starting to think happiness.
All right. Show me happiness. Not there.
Uh-oh.
Back over to Maria and Jenny. You should be able to figure out. I mean, your hands do show this. I don't know is that your palm necessarily would, but...
Maybe your age?
Your age.
Yep, that's what I was just thinking. Your age.
Show me. Age. Yes, right there it is. Your age. How old are you?
Oh, that's awesome.
Which,
I love you, Jenny.
I love you, Maria.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Brittany, I love you, Scott and Brian, too.
I know.
Oh. All right, Han. All right, Brittany, I'm sorry you didn't win, but we had a lot of fun playing with you. You have a great day, okay?
You too, guys. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Well, Maria, you've won a great prize package. Brian, what has she won?
Maria, I think she knows what she's won, but she's won a nice gift box of coffee with two bags of coffee in it that we roasted downtown and $20 in gift certificates to Jackson Coffee Company.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
Maria, what station, along with the Jackson Coffee Company, Jackson Candy and Fudge Factory, just made you a winner?
K105.3.
Are you ready for dad jokes?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let me set you up here. All right, I'm going to set you up and you take it right afterwards. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
And now, dad jokes.
What's the worst time to have a heart attack? Not like there's a good time, but what's the worst time?
The worst time to have a heart attack?
Yeah.
I don't know.
During a game of charades. And, hey, what's brown and looks like a stick?
I don't know.
A stick. Hey, did you hear about that restaurant up on the moon?
No.
Yeah, it has great food, but no atmosphere. Oh, my son said the other day, he said, Dad, can you put on my shoes? I said, I don't think they'll fit me.
All right.
Stop doing my laugh.
Jenny liked every one of those.
Are you ready, Jenny? Here we go.
And now, dad jokes.
Spring is here. I got so excited. I wet my plants. I wet my plants.
We got it the first time.
I think that's going to do it. Brian, always good to see you.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
I broke out the best of Queen the other day.
Yeah?
As I was making a meal in the kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah, just put in Queen's Greatest Hits, the anthology. It's like a 3-disc set.
Okay.
I shouldn't even say 3 discs, but it's I have it on my phone, but it's the equivalent of 3 discs.
It's a lot of good songs.
Oh, you just
They're
forget.
They're tremendous.
How incredibly talented. Maybe you don't forget, but you're reminded.
Well, and the fact that each one of them wrote.
Is incredible.
Many bands don't do that these days.
No.
You know? So talented.
So, that brings me to one of those things. I can listen to Queen anytime. I can watch a Bill Murray movie anytime. Doesn't matter what Bill Murray movie it is.
Can you really?
Yes.
Even Scrooged?
Oh my gosh, yes. What do you mean even Scrooged?
No, I'm just kidding. Kindly, that is a good movie.
Kindly leave. If you're gonna, I will not
I will
sit
not,
here.
I will not
on
be
Tuesday,
his
April
name.
The 2nd, and listen to you drag the movie Scrooge's name.
I'm not.
With
it's a
Bobcat
great,
Goldthwait.
It's a great movie.
I can't believe you would
it's
say
It's a great
that.
Movie.
Please send all your letters to Jenny Lewis, 1700 Glenshire Drive, Jackson, Michigan, 49203.
It's a great movie.
I think you should take it back.
What about Bob?
Bill Murray has got a new movie out, and he's with Adam Driver.
Okay.
Now, Adam Driver is known as a great dramatic actor, but he also has a very dry comedic timing to mm-hmm. him that is fantastic.
Yeah, you have to actually think about it.
These two are in a movie together, along with Tilda Swinton, Steve Buscemi, Danny Glover, Rosie Perez, Tom Waits, Iggy Pop, and Selena Gomez.
Wow.
Can you say stacked?
Yes,
that
absolutely.
That is a stacked movie. And we actually have a clip from the trailer, which debuted yesterday. It's called The Dead Don't Die.
Okay.
All right. And what Adam Driver and Bill Murray, their characters, are responding to a murder scene at a cafe. Mm-hmm. And it's just a horrible scene. And that's where we pick this up at.
What the hell was it? A wild animal?
This is really awful. Maybe the worst thing I've ever seen.
What was it, wild animals?
So what are you thinking?
I'm thinking zombies.
What?
You know. The undead. Ghouls.
I am so happy about this movie.
Really?
I am so, so happy about this movie. Now, Bill Murray made one of the best cameos ever in the history of movies. It was the best cameo ever in the history of movies.
What cameo are you talking about?
Zombieland? You have not seen Zombieland?
I have not seen Zombieland. I'm not a fan of zombie movies.
Oh, Jenny.
I know. I'm just not.
This morning, I have learned so much about you and why sometimes we don't click. You've never seen Zombieland, and the fact that you looked at me and said, I've never watched Die Hard all the way through this morning.
Oh, I lost so many points. I started out so good.
It speaks volumes to your character.
It's oh, no. All right. I know what I'm doing this weekend.
All right. Zombieland and Die Hard.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You're going to do it?
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
You, yeah, sure.
And I'll watch A Star Is Born. What are we doing for a prize, Frankie? When one
what
is it?
Which one?
Well, it's 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart.
Nice.
Thank you, buddy. You don't have to drink all 10 right now.
He just has one big cup.
Yeah, okay, high five. There we go. Okay, go back. Go back to your room. Go, 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 go,
well,
go,
you
go.
Told him you'd take him outside.
I so. Did. Well, when we went and he did his thing and then we came back in. He runs around
such
like a puppy
good boy.
Out there. I don't know what it is. He starts smelling things. It's weird.
It's because it's spring.
I'm just glad he's over that whole rolling and stuff phase. 7684 hit 7683 4 is followed by an 8. Each and every morning, I ask Jenny a question. She gives her answer, which of course is
the right answer.
Up for grabs, 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart and a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt. This morning, I asked Jenny to name something you pull up. Name something you pull up. What was Jenny's answer? If you can answer that, you'll win. Plus, you'll get a strange look in the inside workings of Jenny's mind.
Ooh, it's scary in there.
You gave me this answer and I thought, oh, okay then. All right, well, that's somewhat fitting, I guess.
Uh-huh,
it's another way to look at it. Name something you pull up. Like we just pulled up that trailer for the new Bill Murray, Adam Driver movie.
Just like that.
And you're going to watch.
I am. I'm going to watch.
What movies are you going to watch?
Zombieland. And I'm going to watch Die Hard.
Die Hard this morning.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
That's your to-do list.
I have to do that this afternoon? Oh, that's so much pressure.
7684-HIT, 76834 is followed by an 8. Name something that Jenny pulled up. Good morning, K105.3. It's your chance to win 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart. If you can tell me what Jenny pulls up, what's her right answer?
Her pants.
Her pants. No, I'm sorry. Not her pants, but we're thankful every day she does that. And frankly, she gets a gold sticker. Good morning. It's not her pants, but what does she pull up? What's her... Socks. Right there it is.
Socks.
Yes. She pulls up her socks. Do you pull up your socks every morning?
Yes.
All right. Do you put on your socks first and then put on pants, or is it pants then socks?
Pants then socks.
Pants. Nope, that's the wrong answer.
It's not the wrong answer. You put your pants on first.
You put your socks on first,
no.
So then you don't have to pull up your pants to pull on your socks, and then you got to pull down your pants, and then you could potentially pull your socks down after you pulled them up.
What kind of pants are you wearing?
I don't put my socks on until my mom yells at me.
Oh. Me too. We got a lot in common. What's your name, kid?
Taylor.
All right, Taylor. You have just won 10 free hot cocos to Kelly Express Mart, plus a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt, creating better smiles at Summit Orthodontics, offering before and after school appointments that pride themselves on running on time. What station, Taylor, just made you a winner?
K105.3.
Woohoo! All right, let's check in with Greg O'Connor. We get this news update. It's brought to you by Highland Assisted Living and Memory Care.
Offering person-centered care with a la carte pricing. Highland Assisted Living and Memory Care. Like a good friend, we'll always be.
Benny Blanco, Halsey, East Side. Everyone wants spring. You want spring, right?
I do,
you want
yes.
spring. Everyone wants spring. Until the Skeeters.
Oh.
Skeeters will come out.
Yeah, they will.
And it's going to be a wet spring, which means a lot of skeeters.
I feel like they're brewing.
A whole lot of skeeters. Yeah, they're all planning right now.
Yep.
They're all huddling together.
They have conferences.
Well, there's a new study out there. How to avoid mosquitoes.
Really?
Yes. Sound. Now listen to me. Sound is crucial for mosquitoes' reproduction, their survival, and population maintenance of many animals. This is according to an international scientist team specializing in mosquitoes and diseases they carry. What they did is they subjected adult mosquitoes, the yellow fever mosquito is what this certain genus is, to music to see whether or not it could be a repellent. Because it's the higher and the lower frequencies, the low frequency vibrations basically facilitates relationship desires with mosquitoes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Whereas noise disrupts the percentage of signals from the other members of the same species and opposite sex.
Okay.
So they wanted to figure out what could we play? What could we play that will repel mosquitoes? And they have found out that there is not only a particular type of music, but a particular artist and a song that will repel mosquitoes.
Whoa, they narrowed it down that far.
Skrillex.
Skrillex.
Dubstep.
Like
mosquitoes hate dubstep. That's what I'm telling you.
What?
This is what the scientists, particularly this track, Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites. So, what one has to figure out is, do I hate being bit by a mosquito? Does my disdain for mosquito bites somehow overshadow the fact that this music is horrible? I'd rather be bit by a mosquito.
I think I would too.
Several mosquitoes.
All of them.
Like one big one.
Just all of the mosquitoes.
Then happen to listen to that anywhere, in public, alone, wherever. I wouldn't, no.
Wow. You know, my brother loves that kind of music.
Well, he deserves then to be bitten.
All of the mosquito bites.
But the terrible thing is apparently it attracts rabid raccoons. So.
Well, there you go.
Really, if you enjoy being bit by mosquitoes.
Uh-huh. I've been really trying.
Everybody loves a little Marvin Gaye.
Of course they do.
I can go out on that note. I'll tell you what, you got to go out on that note because I'm hanging around till 10 today. You'll be in. Go take a powder for an hour or so.
All right, will do.
All right, stay out of trouble. And if you can't do that,
don't get caught.